Hi, I'm Wheezy. I'm a co-host on this nasty, slutty, horrible show you're about to listen to. And you know who's sponsoring it today? AdamandEve.com. Nasty, disgusting, horrible website that sells sex toys, butt plugs, double-sided dildos, vibrators, sex swings, everything. Lingerie, massage oils, lube. Literally, as horny as you get after you listen to this show, just go on there and buy whatever we talked about. I'm telling you, it's our favorite and our go-to site for buying sex toys and buying lingerie, and we just really love working with them. They gave us a code for our listeners, WD50. You get 50% off almost any item on their site, and on top of that, you get 10 free gifts, okay? A sexy item for him, a sexy item for her, and a third item you both can use, plus 6 free movies. Not sex, 6. S-I-X. Filled with S-E-X. Free shipping. Who doesn't love free shit? Go on the site, pick out something, and just get the free shit with the free shipping. AdamandEve.com, WD50. Use that code, show your support for the show, and enjoy this episode.
Hey, guys. We are the reason you love Mondays, and we are here. I know y'all at your desk or whatever. I do want to shout out because
Maybe we got some bartenders, some stripper hoes, some like... Maybe. Not everybody at the desk.
Well, I like to think that...
Maybe in a bit.
Well, I like to think that everybody at the goddamn desk, okay? It makes me feel good. Or in your car, because you might be a truck driver or a goddamn post office person or FedEx. Or, I be talking about FedEx, bitch.
Yo, I told you the Con Ed niggas ran into me, right?
Oh, and see, they be on the wires.
So for those of you that do not know what Con Ed is or live in New York, it is our water Con Edison. Electricity shit, right?
Yep.
So I'm walking down
like
the fucking
George
street,
Powell.
And them niggas like, yo, Weezy, baby, listen to that shit. I'm like,
It's so crazy because someone tweeted, was like, I don't know why y'all be acting like y'all can't listen to the podcast out in the open. I be having the podcast on at my job without headphones. I said, sir, are you a construction worker?
Yo.
I was like, where do you listen to our podcast with no headphones?
Bodega boys always say, this is our podcast and it will get you fired from your fucking job, nigga.
No, legit. Put the headphones on. That's us. But as you guys know, I'm your girl, Mandy B, a.k.a. Full Core Pumps, a.k.a. The Booty Bandit, a.k.a. Debt Bitch. And I am sitting next to water drinking
Wheezy. Hi. Hey. And we have two guests, and I want to say I'm really excited for this episode because I feel like we're getting back to our roots with you two here. Mm-hmm. So like our roots of this show was genuinely to interview just everyday people about their sex lives, and the more that we grow, like industry people want to, you know, come on the show.
But it's weird because even when we were talking about it, I was like, industry is in kind of just, we've had authors, we've had people who are part of like nonprofits, but we feel like sex industry and also kind of creative industry, they've all been coming on.
Right.
So yeah, to have you guys on, I was like, oh, this is dope.
But and like, it's a mix of experts.
Because we done got misled in the past by some of these motherfuckers trying to come on the show.
Sugar Daddy.
Our favorite episode was Sugar Daddy.
That's your favorite episode?
That's funny.
Well, that's
She was like, yo, so wait, you don't pay for them stuff? You just pay for pussy, basically. You just pay for pussy. That's it. That was it.
He was crazy. And what was crazier about it is he was like, yeah, I'm on these sites. These are how I find my sugar babies. The nigga was completely well-versed.
These are how you find your prostitutes, sir.
And it was right? And I was like, yo, okay, preliminary shit. He know the shit. And then once we started talking about it, he's like, well, I mean...
Yeah, Sugar Daddy was awesome.
It was Splendid Daddy. So that's who we had on the goddamn show.
He was, and you held back. He held back a little bit.
Well, did I? Saying,
she
and
held
people
back.
Was like, oh, you. By the way, I could have
Mandy
went way
named that
back.
Episode something else.
Oh, really?
And I went in and edited it.
She changed it.
What was the original name? Come on, you got to drop it.
I don't remember. I don't remember, but I was fed up. I was fed up. And then I literally came the next episode and was like, see y'all, Wheezy don't be doing her goddamn thing. I'm so goddamn mad. Because everyone asks us. Our patrons, we get a lot of DMs about girls wanting to be sugar babies. So, like, for that episode,
honestly,
we were super excited
it wasn't
to have
even that, like, it's very hard to vet someone on how they speak, right? We'll have guests sometimes that may stutter or may, like, talk too slow or too light. Like, how do you know? But the basic questions, and first of all, the dude is well off, got hundreds of thousands of followers. Mm-hmm. Like,
they were guessing that nigga, bitch.
I know. But when I spoke to him and we spoke on the phone, he was like, yeah, like, I've been doing this for the X amount of years, blah, blah, blah. I was like, oh, great. This is going to be great.
We intimidated that nigga. That's what it was in real life. But no, I'm super glad to have you guys on.
So what do you want us to call you? Are we going to say your name?
Oh, yeah, names.
You want to call it be A and B? Who you want to be?
Nah, we with it. It's up. I'm looking at her.
Right. So,
yeah.
So we do. You guys are together, correct?
Right, we're married.
So we have a married couple in front of us. I guess we ain't got a call.
Let's explain how we found our guests. I was on IG Live 2 days ago, and this nigga was like, yo, we've had 50 threesomes, interview us. I was like, yeah. Email me.
I found that when you slide, like, when you hit somebody, you guys just hit them, like.
Hit them hard.
But that makes more sense than some of the shit y'all be saying. People be like, yo, me and my wife be fucking, and I feel like we should come on. Like, so do we.
Everybody's fucking.
What's it, like, but seriously, though, what is interesting or what makes you special? What would make people want to listen to you?
It's crazy. A lot of girls hit us up, too. Like, hey, I'd really love to be a guest on the show. And we see it, especially when we first started the show, we, like, would be like, okay, well,
what makes you special?
What makes you special?
Right.
Girl, you know, I'm fun. I like to go out.
You're talking about that one email. Me and my one friend, we're just, like, crazy. And we got the craziest stories. And I was like, bitch, so do we. And
that's it. Right. We all really
you start a podcast, ma'am.
I figure if you hit somebody, what will get your attention, basically? If you're a guy, I have to get your attention somehow. You know, so
right.
I felt like that was the only way to get your attention.
From the pack, but also like having 53 Sims is like really fucking interesting. So that's why our guests are here. And what's funny about
your wife is super shy right now. She's super shy, so I don't know.
And no, I mean, like, who you be having these
threesomes with? Because it ain't her.
No. That's my personality. I'm just.
Oh, she said that's just my personality.
No, but it's crazy because when I was looking through, we're recording with mad guests. Literally, there's 5 guests in our next 5 episodes. So we're juggling them, and I'm reading her email. She's like, yeah, 50 threesomes, that's all I read. So I'm telling my friend, she's like, what's your episode? And I was like, I don't know, they're 50 and they have threesomes. I literally said, so then I go look at your pictures and I'm like, wait, they don't look 50.
I had to reread
the email a few times and I was like, wait, they've had over 50 threesomes. Oh, I said, oh, this is gonna be fun.
How long you guys been together?
We've been together for like 10 years. We've been married for 6.
Damn.
Sorry.
That's a long time.
She was supposed to put me on the spot then, like, oh, babe, how long have we been together?
Yeah, no, don't put me on the spot. You know.
So, what are your names? What can we call? You want to call husband and wife?
Husband and wife.
Yeah,
Trey.
Let's do husband and wife.
We said what?
Trey.
Trey and wife.
Fuck it.
Now, that is not very exciting.
You have to ask permission. Can I call you wife?
Yeah, you're right.
Have you guys been having threesomes for 10 years or just 6 years or just...
You getting into that already?
I just want to start briefly.
Oh, okay.
This went back to your girlfriend that you had a crush on.
Right, this was like even before we got married. It was like dating, so...
I won't say her name, but...
No name. Yeah, so 50 threesomes in 10 years.
Yeah, it's pretty good. Probably. That's just the threesomes.
So you guys have been married for 6. Do you have children together?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have 2.
Dope.
Mm-hmm. Damn, oh, we got to get up.
Girl and a boy.
So how do you guys identify? Are you heterosexual? Are you queer?
That's interesting. I guess bi, curious.
I didn't even give myself a title. I just...
Okay, you're one of those that don't... One of those. I'm sorry. That's wrong.
I'm not easily offended.
Okay, but you don't want to identify yourself in any type of sexual orientation at all. You're just... You have sex.
Yeah.
Okay, I like that. What about you? Are you the same?
I'm most likely straight.
Most likely
no,
straight.
No, I say that in a way. Let me explain what I mean by that.
Okay,
because when you have threesomes or foursomes, whatever, you have been in scenarios where, you know, you and the guy are very close proximity. So it doesn't, like, alarm me, you know, if me and some guy are both fucking some one girl. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah. You ain't never...
So I'm straight.
Slid over and gave a nigga hand job.
Like, a DP, you have to be, like, cool with a guy, like, being somewhat near you.
I wanted to dive into that for 1 second. Because you said most likely straight, assuming that... That just means you're comfortable. Heterosexual people should be comfortable. That, like, crazy homophobia, like, my dick can't touch no other dick.
That's too much.
That's what we grow up in.
But that doesn't mean that you're not hetero. Like, just be like, but that is what people will think of you, right? Like, people will misjudge and be like, nah, that's gay. Like, which is crazy to me.
Yeah,
if you want to fuck niggas, you've had 53, some fuck niggas.
So, you know, I guess as a black male who is, so we've talked about MMF threesomes before, and there are a lot of guys who even don't feel like they can get hard in a room with another man. So, as a black man and knowing how black men are raised, and, you know, you're not supposed to even be, again, naked or in front of someone because it makes you gay, or y'all be ball slapping at that point if you're DPing. So, what made you comfortable, I guess, to be with, in a room with another man?
I think it became when... it's not enough. So when you have sex, right, with one person, all right, when you have sex with a girl, all right, boom, let's say you fast forward, let's say y'all bring in a female into it, or let's say you start going to strip clubs, now you're seeing multiple women naked, now you're like, oh, and then rap videos are saying, oh, I got this, can we cuss? We cuss?
Yeah, oh, okay. Have you not
I'm just making sure. And you got this, but let me not say
you
bitch.
You can say y'all bitch,
just,
we fine.
We just talk feminism.
Okay.
Let me not say
that.
No, you got this. Say, when you have this lady, so now you're evolving, especially if you have like an addictive personality, I guess, and a Scorpio, whatever you want to call it. And then that translates into going forward, and now you're like, all right, well, this is not enough, so let's fuck two girls. And now you're like, all right, well, what can we do next? Let's fuck three girls, which, yeah, that has happened.
And then you're just like, now...
Yeah, and now you're like, and then your boy like, hey, yo, this girl want a fantasy of having two guys, which a lot of girls have that fantasy.
So what's your first MFF, like, you
with her? Did you have, were you, did you bring it up to him? So this is real interesting, and we ain't thought we was going to start off this way, but now we in the fire, y'all. So,
because I want to get into your stories for a horrible decision, but I am really interested in getting to know you guys. And
but
your
the
dynamic.
MMF idea, you said, you know, it came to you to where you would allow it in that way because you've done so much and now you want to experience more. Was this something that was, that you brought up to him and said, hey, babe, we've been bringing all this pussy in the room. I would like another dick. Or was it to where you were like, babe, do you want to try something different? Who brought it to who, and how was it received?
Okay. So this was definitely a decision that he kind of brought to my attention. He was just like, you know, I don't want you to feel as though it's unfair. You know that it's only one-sided, that you know you only have a bunch of females coming, but you don't ever have a male. Is this something that you'll be interested in? You know, how do you feel? So like,
you
we kind of
real one. Damn, you were real. Where you get that? Okay.
Yeah, so he kind of just talked it out with me. At first, I was kind of like, you know, I never really thought about it. You know, I enjoy just, you know, just my husband. That's it. You know, and over time, I guess we kind of worked our way into something like that. You know?
Did you guys set boundaries? Oh, sorry. No, sorry. Like, you know, I'm excited. So is this something that before actually happened, did you set boundaries and stuff? And also, is that something that is set with women? So not to just make it like a, you know, you're in charge thing, but what boundaries are set when you bring women in and what boundaries are set when you bring men in?
She becomes dominant when somebody else becomes.
Really?
Yeah, so. Yeah.
You know what that is? That's the, so it's this like innate, like animalistic thing they say that happens sometimes with women and other women, where it's like once you're in the threesome, right? Mm-hmm. Like maybe you're submissive with him, but when another woman is there, it's like, nope. And it's like you have to dominate the situation in order to have control. I'm actually more dominating in threesomes than I thought. Mm-hmm. Not right now because I'm having them with the same people over and over, but like whenever it'd be just like a one-time thing, I was more dominant than I'd ever been in my life, like sexual experiences,
right?
Which is wild.
I've never seen it like that because it was this chick, the one girl that was over top of you, and then I seen her was like, fuck her from the back right now. Fuck her from the back right now. I've never seen her act like that. Ever. And then I think the dominant side comes out with a female. I think when the female gets involved, and if she's a sub, if she's a sub, then I feel like you kind of like take over a little bit. Not like rules, like, oh, you can't do this, this, and that, but.
Yeah, there's not really many rules. It's just kind of just like.
Really, there's not really many rules.
Mm-hmm. No,
so
what's the point of doing?
And we talk about this often when having threesomes, that the boundaries need to be very clear. And I talked about on a Patreon episode where I had a threesome with a homegirl of mine. Mm-hmm. And I realized we didn't really talk about too many boundaries.
What's homegirl? Is that like friend or? Cause y'all from like Florida and all that other shit. Like.
Don't do that. Don't act like we from another country.
Nobody
ever
heard of
her. This nigga like Florida, different
country.
Y'all from Florida
love to do this.
Damn. So no, she's my homegirl. We've been friends for, I would say, since at least 10 years. Okay. We've been friends, friends.
So that's like homegirl.
Like her kids, like we're friends, like all of that stuff. Like I'm aware of all her kids, and so she wanted.
I'm
to
aware bring, of all her
I'm
kids.
I'm aware of her kids.
I'm aware of your children and your friends. Now.
We can't fuck past 7 a.m.
You know
they come home.
You know, no, but like she brought me in, and it wasn't until we got into the threesome where I was like, whoa, we didn't talk about boundaries because her nigga was kissing on me, and I was like, whoa, I know kissing is an intimate thing. And so there were all these scares while I was the person being brought into the threesome. Like, you know, there was ass licking, there was a whole lot of shit, but that's why she wanted to bring me in, because she wanted to help, like, open her nigga up more. Not literally. Not open him up. But it wasn't until I got in the threesome, and since you guys have people that are brought in, you may not know the third party feelings. There was a lot of times during that threesome, I was like, oh shit, we didn't discuss this. Oh shit, can I do this? And it's also, as a woman being brought in with a woman and her man, it was me feeling like I don't want to disrespect you or feel like I'm crossing boundaries. Mm-hmm. So you'll allow these other women who are brought into the threesome to kiss him and do, like, I guess, intimate things? Is that something that's, I don't want to say allowed, but...
Yeah, so pretty much they'll ask me, you know, like, what's allowed, what's not allowed. They'll ask me, you know, like, am I uncomfortable with this or that? And, I mean, I know him.
I'm not around.
Yeah. Shut up. They'll ask me, you know, like, point out, like, okay, because I've had situations where they'll say blah, 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 girls get mad, whatever. Like I said, I'm really straightforward. It is what it is. I know what he will and will not allow. So, I mean, whatever they try to do, either he'll just be like, eh, you know, or right. He'll allow it. So.
Okay, well, we are going to deep dive into, you guys send us emails all the time about how to have threesomes, how to bring other people in. So that's going to be for the horrible decision. We want to save that. But we done got y'all motherfuckers in now. So we are going to, I guess we're going to start with our kink of the week instead of the vanilla shit. She has really good vanilla shit, but this kink of the week is pretty nasty. So I'm excited to bring this
to y'all. I'm not looking at it again.
She can't look at it.
What's kink
it's
of the
really,
week?
So I... Shout out to my, oh shit, it's starting. I want to show y'all though. Oh shit.
I don't think that it has a sound,
No, there's not a sound to this kink. I do want to shout out my homegirl, Liz,
is this
out in LA.
It's really done filthy. Before?
It is something I have never done before.
Okay.
Which, now we have something new to do, bro. I don't know if you can maybe put a blur on this because YouTube, like, can you, if I just show it to them? So, the kink of the week for this week, guys, is called anal acrobats. Anal acrobats is something, if you type it in Pornhub, if you type it in your Google search, you will see some things. So my homegirl, again, shout out Liz, who told me this. This is on evilangelvideo.com. I want to shout out their website because this is kind of what they focus on. Another one would
Evil
be-
Angel does not focus on anal acrobats.
Well, this is like one of their main... This is both,
they've been out for a long
time. I know, but this is one of their... They do whole productions on exactly anal acrobats. People want to see the good shit for anal acrobats. So... You guys are probably like, anal acrobats, what the fuck is that? So, in these videos, what you will see is the stretching of the anus, but they put... That's what it is. Yeah.
The cameraman is laughing. He likes this shit.
I'm laughing at Mandy and she just said that. What you will see is the stretching of the anus, like fucking Dr. Mandy out here before she shows you guys some shit that'll
throw up. Maybe y'all will be able to see some of this on YouTube. But basically, this video that I'm seeing right now, she's pushing a ball out of her ass. One of my favorites is she fits a whole wine bottle into her asshole. And she pours the wine.
That's what we saw last night.
She ends up pouring. Look. So they also they also spit out eggplants, pears.
They don't spit it out, bitch. They shit it out.
But it's nothing but women fitting these very large objects. This girl has a mermaid costume on. That's pretty exciting. And look.
Did she just pour a drink? She won.
She poured.
She won.
So basically, I don't want to do too much of this, but yeah, they all. Look. It's mad shit out of their asses, y'all.
Yeah,
that's
disgusting.
Look, and they open it up. So it's mad gaping. It's all of that stuff. But basically, one of the best scenes in here, like I just said, is she has an entire wine bottle in her ass, and the girl has a glass, and she pours the wine into the glass out of her ass. And it's what, bro? This you do cream pies. This is as nasty as cream pies.
This is not.
This is like
cream pies.
This is nah, it's not as nasty
as cream pies.
I also would like to say I didn't think I was gonna tell people that were listening to this show, but I will. Our last guest that we just had, Mars. I had to throw up in the middle of the episode. I'm not feeling good.
She pregnant.
You just fucking... No, I'm not.
I'm sorry. My bad.
You know what's funny? I was peeping. You ain't drink the alcohol.
You
like,
know, right?
I'm not feeling good.
She's so phony. It's okay. She gonna do it like a pro-choice.
I'm not pregnant.
She gonna do pro-choice. No, it's fine. She gonna wait to save it for the abortion episode.
Oh, my fucking God.
Oh, she going in. Oh, we can go in? Like, are y'all...
She gonna wait to save it. But I
want to
say,
when was this baby conceived?
During the threesome?
All shit happens
on No, I ate the cream pies, so it wasn't me. But anyway, my point is, right when you showed that video, I thought I was going to throw up again.
You're so dramatic, bro. So it's not that nasty. You like rose? Didn't you say you like rosebud porn?
No, I don't like rose. That literally. So there's
it's something. It's so funny because we were talking.
The only porn that turns my YouTube, stomach is anal gaping.
Hold on. If you watch on YouTube, Weezy just said, "I do not like rosebud," and her your face looks so disgusted.
That's because right, rose when they turn their assholes inside out.
That is really cool.
We was at the set store last, the one in Philly, and
the what?
In Philly, it was a set store. After you leave the club, they have like a set store attached that's open like 24/7, and they had like a 14-inch fist. Like, I mean, it was like this.
I don't know why this is stressing me out. Use.
Why are you stressed out, bro? You're so dramatic.
It's honestly the anal gaping thing. It really fucks me up, dog. Like, seriously, I would.
Are you into anal?
No.
So I am.
I'm not. I'll eat
that. I feel like a strong now.
Okay.
Another thing that
I can't, like, the gaping, like, seeing the insides, it's just, I can't.
Well, so that's another thing that if you want to look up anal gaping, maybe something that will open you, I like to say it later, but to get you into this, one of the other things is DP in the ass. So I actually, of course, because I watch gay porn, there's not another hole. So I've been seeing a lot of guys be able to fit two dicks in their ass at one time. And to me, I even was talking to 24/7 because I want him to fuck me in the ass, and we haven't done that in a while. And I'm like, I got a whole new toy. Like, you're going to have to use that to open me up first or whatever.
I got a whole new asshole.
But it is. It feels new. If you don't fuck in the ass for a while, that shit go right back
imagine
to normal.
The Aladdin and it gets a little tiny. Remake.
I didn't know girls watch. I didn't know girls watch gay porn like that.
I love gay porn, but that's not why we're here. We're here because y'all be having threesomes. But I guess you guys didn't really identify sexually. So before we get into our vanilla shit, which is a really good article.
Well,
good
no, job. I did. I didn't ask. I want to ask. Are you guys
couple wise? Swinging? Yeah. You're not monogamous, but how do you identify as a couple? Look, they looked at each other. It's not so cute. Y'all don't know? Is it open? Is it swinging?
We have never discussed. We have never came up with any rule. I'm telling you, like, this is not bullshit.
Okay, so like, let me ask the questions and then I'll try to do it.
There okay, all right, yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's gonna be a test for y'all.
So you guys have sex with people together?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have sex with people apart?
Mm-mm. Oh,
not.
When you have sex with people apart, you're in the same room.
Yeah.
No, what you was about to say?
I was about to say, we've been to swing clubs before.
Okay.
And
okay.
I've so been to swing clubs, like, without her before. That's what I was about to say.
Okay.
Okay, that's monogamish.
No, that's swinging. I would consider them swingers.
Swinging, also monogamish, is that coin that Dan Savage coined it. And basically, it's when you cheat together, which I think is cute. Mm-hmm. So basically, you could fuck other people, but while together.
Which so is, room, so I said like that. That's how I would always want to be with my partner. Like, we've talked about, like, to me, the whole open relationships or a guy going off with someone without me.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like in that way, you can grow a bond with someone else, and that's what I wouldn't want. I don't want you to be in love with someone else. I want us to just have fun together, and if you feel like you need more pussy or you just want to experience new things, I'm okay with being there, even if I'm watching or participating.
Mm-hmm.
So I would maybe consider you guys swingers.
The reason why we go to swing clubs, I think, is because that's the only place, I guess, you can have drinks and still fuck at the same
sex
time.
Sex club.
Yeah, like a sex club. Yeah, yeah.
So it's
like,
swing clubs or sex clubs?
You gotta say butt.
Because, like, if you go to a regular club, then you gotta, like, go back to the crib or get the telly. Like, the sex club is just so convenient.
It's very convenient.
Are you guys swapping? Has anyone ever, have you heard full swap? Have you heard about that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys full swap with other couples?
We've been up here to, what's the spot?
Caligula?
Yeah.
That's my shit! So real quick, this ain't no ad. So literally that's been a field trip. I'm going to be taking my friend there. But literally, shout out to the group chat. They all came, they flew in from different places.
She was on her phone, she looked up like,
I know.
Bitch, don't put me on Front Street.
Y'all nigga don't listen to the show.
Yo, honestly, I could not go to sex club with my homegirl that I don't fuck.
No, and none of us fucked, but it was so my friends are all planning to come back, and that's literally, they're like, ooh, sex club. So when we went, this was all of their first experience at this type of place. And so at the bar, and we didn't even make it upstairs, at the bar, this girl was giving a nigga head at the bar. And so my friends, this was their first time being in a public setting, because it looks like a club. It looks like a little lounge downstairs.
Yeah.
And so this bitch is going ham on this nigga's dick at the bar. Because, you know, you drop your bottle off at the bar.
Right.
And we're just trying to get shots.
Because most sex tells are BYOB. That's what she said.
It's BYOB. She's going ham. Mm-hmm. So we go upstairs. And as we go upstairs, this white woman is funny because we just talked about this white woman has the largest. They have to be like G's or F's. Mm-hmm. And literally, we go to the couple's room all the way in the back. And all she's doing, she's giving about four different niggas a tit job. And all you see, and I'm like, damn, my titties don't move like that. And she's like, so now me and all my friends are so amused. We're all just staring. And she's like, watch this, ladies. And she like is now... She's like, this is what you do. So she's spitting
she
all the
dick.
She was giving us.
And she gave a head while she, like,
so she wasn't really sucking the dick, but she was just spitting so much. And you just saw it. And her tits, she's just like, wow. And it's all black guys in the room. She's the only one with these big ass tits. And she just. Yeah. And I'm like, damn, I ain't never did that before.
Yeah, yeah,
and there's a lot of shit I done did. And so literally my friends are all having fun. There's a couple having sex. And literally next thing you know, bitch, one of my homegirls start fucking a nigga there. And we're all like. Shocked. We're like, oh, bitch, she really fucking. Oh, yeah. Shit. But she enjoyed the experience. So that's the thing. And we've talked about these sex clubs and swingers clubs before. Mm-hmm. There's also a ton of resorts in Mexico, Jamaica, where you can go and have open sex with something. I was wanting to talk to her because while we have a couple who does go to those places, mm-hmm. you posted a video on Twitter. And it was like a sex resort, but somebody...
But it wasn't. It was a hotel. Oh. It was Safari.
Okay, so someone was videotaping mm-hmm. two women in the act. They were eating each other out in the pool. Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you guys...
Oh, I think I seen that. It was down
it
below,
was down.
Right?
And it wasn't a sex resort, but like it's still a great fear of mine. Mm-hmm. Because
I wanted
you just
to
never know.
But you guys have that fear of being videotaped or someone catching you in the act with someone else? What are y'all's fears if you're going to sex clubs together?
Awesome. I would definitely say that's one of my fears.
Okay.
We had an incident maybe recently where I ran into someone that's really close with best friends with my dad.
You know?
So
yeah.
He's looking at me. Yeah, he's like real close like my dad.
Oh, she getting comfortable now. She getting comfortable.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah,
that's awful.
I try to play it off like I didn't see him, but, you know, he's over there doing his thing with his girls and stuff like that. And then, you know, Trey's just like, say what's up.
Yeah,
let's go
like,
say hi.
Hit,
so.
Yo, we all here. We all here for the same shit. Like, the nigga's
no,
not going to like...
I'm all friends at the sex club.
I wouldn't say hi.
No,
I
really, mean, I did it.
But I get it because maybe you just want to get it over with.
Yeah. I mean, it turned out good. I mean, he was like, hey, you know, I didn't see you. You didn't see me. So we good, you know. And that was it. So it worked out.
Yeah, yeah. That was funny. Cause
you probably felt better.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was peeping him for a second. She was like, I don't know what to do. I'm like, just go talk to the nigga. Like... He got two big booty girls.
He got a whole
girls.
Dick out. Just go
yeah,
talk
he got two big booty girls. He ain't worried about you.
He got
like.
A little dick out.
Yeah.
So the
this is from Ashley Madison, by the way. So if you guys know about this website,
oh, I
don't
that
know
crash
about
or something like that.
Well, it's now blog.ashleymadison.com.
So it used to be known as a site for men to have affairs as women, and most of the time they would pay or offer and exchange money. So that's why the site got taken down.
Okay,
but basically
it's an affair website.
This article is everything you ever wanted to know about non-monogamy. So it gets into different aspects of non-monogamy. It says 1 in 5 Americans has participated in consensual non-monogamy, more commonly as an open relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It also says when you get into affairs, which of course is what makes something non-monogamous, affairs are the most common form of non-monogamy, with 63% of men and 45% of women saying they've had an affair at least once. Open relationships we're very familiar with. I guess, Weezy, do you want to talk a little bit about open relationships, and then we'll get into swinging as well?
I mean, wait, did you read it?
Open relationships.
Because I mean, I could talk about it, but I think we should talk about them.
In an open relationship, both partners agree that it's okay to have connections with others outside of the relationship. People define open relationships differently, and there are many different types of open relationships, but they all follow under the non-monogamy umbrella.
Now, the big word about that is connections with other people.
Yeah, yeah.
Right?
That's why I don't want that shit. You better not like no other hoe. You can like her pussy, but I don't want you to like a bitch.
But some people connect, like, if you...
I know this one. Hello.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Some people...
So, like,
I just
want
to be connected.
The reason that I have to have an open relationship is because I feel like if I let a nigga fuck another bitch, like, I can't really fuck other niggas or bitches without a connection.
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
only fair to have it this way, right? So, like, the person I'm dating is similar, same way, right? He's like, I just can't fuck these hoes. Like, I gotta go out, I gotta, like, feel a little bit of something, that's and then, not, like, I'm into
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah.
And whereas swinging, it wouldn't really be for me because a lot of people that I in my opinion, that swing, like, really like having that sex with their partner
me. I like
and
sex.
Having that experience, whereas yes. I'm more so, like, I want it to be a whole thing. You even mentioned, like, if we go to the club, we have to bring a bitch home. Da-da-da. I would rather do all of that than a swing.
You were going
to
say something.
I feel like that's the difference between swinging and then people who are non-monogamous or like all the whole. Swinging, you're just DTF. You're like just down to fuck. Not like, you know, you still have to have a drink.
Absolutely.
Talk a little bit.
No strings attached.
Essentially, you're there to have sex with someone else.
Right.
People who are just non-monogamous or, you know, in a poly relationship or whatever their situation is, they want to have a connection with someone else. They may want to get to know the person, this and that. And sex may not be priority number one at that moment.
So before we continue our conversation on threesomes, which we know you all love, I want to let you guys know that this week's episode is brought to you by Truant Company. It took over 6 years of collecting data from 7 million women to make this game-changing bra. Y'all heard me? So y'all know with my weight loss, I literally went from a 36 triple D to now a 34D. So it's really exciting for me to now be able to try all these new bras. And I think I found my love with Truant Company. You won't believe how smooth it feels. It holds them titties up right so you get the right cleavage. And I'm just so excited that now we are partnering with them. No wonder True & Co. has sold over 500,000 of the original True Body bras. The Today Show calls it game-changing. Good Housekeeping says it's the ultimate lounge bra. And Real Simple Magazine says it provides heavenly, y'all heard that, heavenly 24-hour support. Try the original True Body bra today from True & Co. with free and easy returns. Also, because, you know, we love y'all, we is helping y'all save 15% on your order. So go now to trueandco.com/horrible. That's WHOREIBLE. And enter that code. Again, that's trueandco.com. So True & Co. is spelled TRUEANDCO.com. Once again, save 15% on your new bra. Let us know how it feels. Again, that's promo code horrible. Let us know and let's get back to the show.
So I like that you said this. So swinging is actually the most widely accepted and practiced form of non-monogamy. It became popular in the 1960s during the sexual revolution. But a 2011 CNN article claimed that there are as many as 15 million couples in the United States alone who engage in the swinging lifestyle. And it's crazy because I do go to a nude beach in Jersey in the summertime, Gunnison. Okay. And that's where I found out about caligula. I'm in the lifestyle, nigga. Hello.
You say lifestyle. I know you're.
Yeah. So, like, to me, that's also something that's more important to our listeners to know, because when I go to Caligula, nigga, it's... there'd be like two white people in there. It's all black and Latinas.
It's hella Spanish people.
Or
is Latina in New York?
Maybe Caligula is a Spanish word?
The Latin.
It sounds like it. What pop? What?
I don't know. Caligula? Is that Spanish? He's Indian, nigga.
Oh, no.
He's Indian.
He's in here. He's the closest thing that.
No, we got all Puerto Rican in here. Technically, one of us looks closer to.
No, y'all are just light skin. Yeah, y'all are black.
You better know. One of the other forms of non-monogamy is polyamory. Polyamory means exploring multiple relationships with different people simultaneously based on negotiation and open communication between all partners. It's funny because...
I don't identify as polyamorous.
No, you do open. But it's funny because I mentioned a relationship that I'm possibly... like, we're talking right now.
Oh, I pulled it up.
And mad people wanted to be like, that's not what that means. There's polyamory, there's polygamy, and there's polygyny.
Polygyny is the practice of having one husband or like more than one husband or more than one wife at the same time.
Polygyny is what I was referencing, which is where a man is able to have multiple wives and be in multiple relationships.
But here, that's
and
illegal.
I say that as polygyny with an N for those that wanted to try to correct me on SoundCloud. It's because he would not allow me to have multiple husbands or multiple relationships. He would be the only one able to have, which is actually it's a common practice.
Wait, what's that? I'm confused now.
So
polygamy and polygyny.
Yes, polygyny is when it's the man who's able to have multiple wives.
I got you.
So polygamy
could be a woman.
Could be a woman. Yeah, I got you. And so with polygyny, that's actually what's commonly practiced in not only Africa but the Middle East. But it's also to where the man takes not only control of, you know, not control, but has say of what's going on, but all of the women are pretty much treated fairly. So if one gets a new house, all of them get a new house. If one gets a new car, they all get a new car. So it is something to where you do kind of have to be
financially. That's a real sugar daddy.
Yeah, no, it's not a sugar daddy. See, don't do that.
I was throwing shade at my man.
I
want to
bring that up.
No, that is not even close.
Bring up what happened at the live show.
That's
in
not
Toronto.
Even close. I get what you're saying. That's the ultimate. That's goals.
Yeah. He caught her pimp or something.
I fucking flipped.
She was so mad at our Toronto live show.
So I'm not gonna say his name, but apparently a poppin' dude out there in Toronto came to the show. A lot of people knew who he was.
It's Drake, not Drake. That's
nah, Drake ain't come to our goddamn live show.
He was just like
I would have still been in Toronto watching a
rapper. I don't know if he's a rapper. Like he does something.
He does something.
But anyway, he came to our show and he jumped on stage and he did this battle with me with like back and forth with categories. And right before he left, he said, by the way, like, because I've been talking about a throuple that I'm in. He's like, you know, my girl and I, like, you know, we're...
Well, he said he's with one of his girls. He has a lot of girlfriends.
Okay. Yeah.
And he brought only one.
He said... I don't know if he said he was in a throuple too, but he was like, yeah, like, we're open. I was like, really? So, like...
We had a whole conversation.
He pointed to her, super cute black girl. He was a black dude. He was like, yeah, like, we're open, like, completely open, and, you know, her as well, and me too. Mm-hmm. And he was, like, ethically non-monogamous, and he said that word. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that because, you know, ethically... Putting that word in front of it, a lot of us assume non-monogamy is some bullshit. Those are all non-monogamous terms, and some of them are like affairs is in there as one of them, right?
Which I don't believe in because, like we talk about,
that is non-monogamy. It's just one.
But affairs is more betrayal. Affairs is what you
but
have.
But it's still
when you're
someone
not
being monogamous. Yes. So like, yes. it's part of that, right? And it is how people associate
so
that
like
shit.
The ethical in front of.
I've had people tell me like my nigga's cheating on me when he's telling me he's going out with a bitch. Like, oh my god, that's cheat. Like, that's how people think about non-monogamy. So see, putting ethical in front of it lets you know that there's both consensual parties, right?
Okay.
Some cocksucker.
I'm just mad. She was so mad. No, she got mad.
In the audience, shouts out. Nah, that ain't no open relationship. He's just a pimp.
He's a pimp. Referred to him because he said he had multiple women. He pretty much called her a pimp. And all her did was like look at the girl because I think a lot of people have that idea that when you deal with a man who you're allowing to have multiple women, they want to put this title like we don't value ourselves as women because
well,
we do
there's
it.
There's also another thing that I really don't like that happens to me a lot. Mm-hmm. People act like this isn't my choice. Mm-hmm. Like I'm settling. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm choosing to be this way because, oh, he's just gonna fuck other bitches. You know what I mean? Like, so that's why you do it.
You know what? He can't understand that situation for himself. So he put that on you and your situation.
And a lot of women do that more to me. Mm-hmm. They don't believe that I'm making a constant choice every day to be in something open. But I'm in a very healthy relationship with both people, like two people, and looking to have another one. Like, I'm not just like settling on these two. I really like exercising my right to fuck other people. Shit, they both do, you know, and they enjoy it. And like, I'm in a really healthy and safe space. And it doesn't necessarily mean that a nigga's a pimp because he's fucking the both of us.
Is that when it comes to emotions and having these threesomes, is what is the, I guess, aftercare? Of when you guys invite these people into the bedroom.
not necessarily swinging, but...
Not necessarily swinging.
There's something we want to talk about.
When there's other people...
She's mean. Y'all, don't let this...
Look, she's mean. She be beating your ass. No. But it's definitely like...
So, first off, I guess I really want to ask, like, how do you find the girls that you're having threesomes with outside of swingers clubs? For women and men, sorry.
Oh wait, can we segu into this? I guess is this a horrible decision? Now we going full throttle with the
segu?
Segway.
Segu. I guess
But we go segue.
It was almost there. You got to roll with it.
Segu.
I'm like, if this bitch really didn't know what segue was, I'm take it out.
I know what segue. I'll just fucking shit up. But I guess, okay, so if y'all haven't noticed already, this is an episode on threesomes. Once again, after this fucking episode, don't ask us no more goddamn threesome questions because we're about to ask all of them now.
All right.
By the way, again, for those of y'all that I think we cannot keep having conversations, this is our third threesome episode.
No shit, in real life.
And they are not the same.
No, none of them are.
People love them.
No, they do, but they don't.
Well, of course, one on Patreon.
So one of her questions, which I want to start, because this is how it all starts. How do you not only communicate with each other that you want to bring someone into the bedroom, but how does it happen? Thank you.
Everybody wants to know this.
No, this is seriously. You got notes?
Nah, somebody's blowing my shit up.
Distractions.
I think personally for us, it kind of just happened that way. Like I said, because I had a friend who, you know, she was my best friend, who was, she's bisexual. She was...
in love with. Okay. In case they didn't hear that.
She was engaged to another girl. You know, we hung out. So she kind of introduced me to kind of like that lifestyle. You know, then when I got with him...
What lifestyle?
The lifestyle of just being with other females.
Okay, not swinging.
Not swinging, you know, just gotcha. Girl on girl action and things like that. And then I would say maybe like he just brought it to my attention one day during dating, like, hey, what do you think of, you know?
The first one.
Can
I ask you, because I actually cringe when guys be like, oh, you like girls, can I have a threesome? So how did you introduce the threesome to her? Like, what is it that you said? Because I actually hate when guys ask me that, knowing that I deal with women. So how did you bring it to her to where you were okay with it?
All right, we'll be 100. So
y'all better be 100. Y'all was being 90.
No. We'll be like 75. All right, let's segue right into this. So so like, all right, situation happened. Oh shit, I said
I'll bleep it out.
Yeah. Fuck it. The situation happened.
And you said it again.
I know. Now that I know he can bleep, I could just fuck it up. Like,
oh. Well, no.
I know.
So when that girl
when the first girl happened, that was like years ago. That was before like shit was in. You know, like now in music, you talk Cardi B and everything, like it's mainstream now. If your girl don't have a girl, it's kinda like, what's wrong with y'all almost?
Yeah.
So like this was like years ago. So we'll fast forward like maybe 5-6 years. And this girl, we weren't flirting. She got my number at like this store or whatever. And so something told me like, let me stop keeping this shit like on the low. Like, let me just come home and just say like, this is what it is. Like, hey, what's your thoughts on bringing, you know, someone home?
Okay.
Or do I continue want to be, I don't like the word fuck boy or like fuck nigga, but.
But you didn't want to hide it from her.
I didn't want to hide it. Yeah. Okay. And a lot of guys, I guess
deceitful.
They feel like, yeah, they want to be deceitful, but I guess we want to be because we feel like our relationship at home can't handle, hey, you know,
honesty.
I want to fuck another girl every once in a while. Like, you know, what you think about that, you know? And don't get me wrong, that's not going to work for every guy. So
of
don't
course.
Take this and run with it. Like, oh, I'm just going to take this bitch home and it's going to work. Like, no, but I came home and I was like, hey. Actually, I asked the girl first. I said, yo, are you into chicks? And she was like, yeah, I'm into chicks, blah, blah, blah. I was like, okay, all right, I feel your energy. So I came to her, and then I was like, yo, what's your thoughts? And this is at the time, this was at the house, mm-hmm. when we had the house, mm-hmm. and we had like a room that we were making when, what's the movie called, it came out?
50 Shades of Grey.
50 Shades of Grey
y'all
came out.
Y'all made a dungeon in the house?
50 Shades of Grey, well, we had mad bedrooms, so what are we going to do?
I know that's right.
I'm more flexible.
We just
going to
make
fucking place is so fucking big, let's just make a room to fuck.
Now you got to leave, because I got an extra bedroom, I want to make it into a dungeon, goddammit. Everybody keep taking my goddamn second bedroom.
Not full of blue check like houses, but like regular people houses.
Yet.
We actually got our first blue check threesome off.
We'll get into that.
No bullshit.
Okay.
So I asked her, and we were making like a room, like a red room. So we started buying toys and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And we didn't know how to use the toys, but it just was the idea of
having
a room.
That's cool.
Right.
But honestly, you know? Like that, I think that's really cool because that's just a moment of like learning together. How do I like just.
I love that.
Me too.
So, okay, so y'all made the room.
So we was making the room, mm-hmm. and then that girl happened, and I was like, fuck it, let me just bring her home. And then she was like, all right, cool. You feel me? So from then on, this is what made it, I feel like, because the first one was so great. It may have been the best experience, and like we've had plenty of experiences.
What made it so great? Were you like just super comfortable? Like, what was it? Was it her?
At first, I was a little uncomfortable, but when she came and she was just really just cool, we vibe because we both were moms. You know, we shared the same interests, and she was just real relaxed. She wasn't like going overboard. It just clicked. Like, I can't even describe it. It was just like.
Here's my question to you though, because I feel like a lot of women, especially when they're super, and I don't want to use the word possessive, but in a relationship, mm-hmm. that idea of jealousy comes across right away. Mm-hmm. Was there no inkling of, nigga, you really got this bitch's number and now you're going to bring her into the bedroom with me? Like, was there any inkling on, damn, you really just out here giving your number out?
Like, I would like to hear
how
this.
How did you respond to him saying, yo, I met this woman? Because mm-hmm. we've always said, said that the woman should bring in another woman, mm-hmm. and you shouldn't allow that for the man. So for him to bring this, was there ever...
Well, we say it, I think, in order to, like, stop to make shitty feelings. But right. if you're going...
Was
you're
there ever a shitty feeling to him saying, yo, I gave my number to this girl, I asked her if she likes yours? He did all the vetting
right.
before bringing her to you.
Right.
What was your immediate thoughts to him saying, hey, I got a girl for us?
Well, honestly... I did feel some kind of way a tad bit, uh-huh. but it didn't bother me as much only because of the fact that he's been, you know, we've been discussing it for a little while now.
Communication, know? Y'all. Yeah.
So we was kind of just like, when he brought it to my attention, I was like, okay, all right, well, you know, let's give it a try.
Okay.
You know, I didn't try to think too deep into the fact that, oh my God, you know, you over here talking to some other girl on the side.
Right.
You know, because he know I can easily just find him. You know, not trying to be smart, yeah, you know.
Right. So, I mean, we be fucking up. Like, yeah. I don't know, guys, we just be fucking up.
Y'all yeah, do. So,
I mean, we like, do. We,
thanks.
Yeah. If you're going to do something, you want to get caught eventually.
Right. So, how do you manage jealousy now? Like, do you still have those feelings? Like, how do you guys?
No. I mean, because I mean, at the end of the day, you with me, you know.
Do you ever yeah. feel That's like great. Bringing people in because... I know that this is, again, we're getting
hold
we're
on, trying hold, to get hold that thought for a second.
What?
How do you deal with managing jealousy, like, when there's another man in the room?
That's a good question.
I feel like if I was younger, if I was, like, 22, it would be different. If
How
I was
old
like,
are you?
I'm in my late 20s. So.
That's so young.
No.
I thought you were going to be like...
I mean, that's true.
No. Because in sex years, that's a lot. Think about in sex years.
Y'all don't know what sex is like until over 25 and blah, 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 blah.
No, it's fine, but I can
We're
only imagine.
28.
We are only 28, but I can only imagine now, like, what my sex may be like. But
I couldn't handle jealousy at 22 either.
Yeah, to me, at 22.
To me, it's finding a man, though, like, who thinks the way that you do, because I'm still meeting guys, and, well, I do talk to young niggas, but I still talk to guys.
What's young niggas?
Like, 22. 20. I'm just playing. Nah, I'm not playing. But they be
always saying. Her friend is co-signing. 17? If he got the jab.
Do not do our audio every week.
If he borderline, 17?
What happened?
He looks so
shy. If he can get in 6 City, then let's go.
You can't see on the camera. You can't see him in audio. Our engineer's name is Christopher, and he does all of our episodes. And this nigga's looking shocked right now.
I mean.
How many episodes in are y'all?
Right, 140, and he been here since like damn near episode. Well, you was coming by episode 3.
Your but friend no, co-signed everything.
They be because they be trashing me for it, but they be going through the same issues that I go through with my 22-year-olds that they go through with their little 37-year-olds. So I ain't worried about it. But but I it's shocking to hear that because I feel like a lot of men at that point still have that possessive mindset or aren't open to doing the things that y'all guys are doing. Maybe also that y'all been together for 10 years. You guys have communicated a long way with growth, not only out of the bedroom, but in the bedroom.
I think it feels like how you, I don't want to get all like all wordy and shit like that, but I think
be
it
wordy,
feels like, it feels like how you view your sexual experience to a degree. So like if you view sex as this is something that we share one-on-one, passionate, this is our love, this is our atmosphere.
It's your hobby.
It depends. But if it's like, if you view sex as like, yo, I got this 17-year-old, 37-year-old, like, I just want to fuck niggas, I just want to come, maybe come, because a lot of women don't come. Like, it depends on how you view it. So I feel like it...
Oh, it's how you view sex? I like that.
I think what would be even better said, too, is how you view sex with other people.
Yeah. Because
your sex can be sacred, but maybe with other people, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
True.
Actually... Damn, I don't know if she wants me to say this, but the girl I'm dating,
let's go, 100.
Fuck somebody else, and she was just, like, laughing about it on the phone with me and the nigga that we were dating, because she was just like... Man, y'all was fucking. I was like, damn, I was getting horny at the videos. I'm like, whatever. Uh-huh. And like, it's so crazy how in the moment I'm like, you fucked some nigga that weekend? But at the same time, like, you're on the phone with me now. We're planning our fucking vacations together. Uh-huh. Like, I know where your energy and attention is. And that is how she treats sex with other people. That's how he's been treating sex with. That's how I treat sex with other people. So it is nice to know that there's something different there, right? Mm-hmm. Like when it happens. Or... if there is a person outside of that open relationship, like, we've all made it very clear there's certain people in our lives that we have to respect. That's part of my open relationship rules, right? Like, if I'm just talking about fucking some nigga, you'll know. But if I meet someone I'm interested in, like...
Oh, you have to tell them before you decide to do something with the person?
No. But, I mean, like, if it's just a fling thing, that is how I talk about them. But there are people that hold more weight in my life, right? Yeah. For maybe if I fuck an ex, right? Like, let's say Jeeves. I've slept to him a few times, right? Like, they don't talk shitty about that nigga. They don't be making jokes with me yet because they know that that's someone in my life that's here to stay, and they respect that. But I think what's dope with y'all is that it seems like you've put more emphasis on your personal sex lives, and probably swinging is fit for you because you don't want it otherwise.
So here's my question to you guys. After your first threesome, mm-hmm. how do you bring up that you want more? And at this point, more led into threesomes to foursomes to fivesomes and eventually mm-hmm. MMF threesomes, which I also want to get into a little bit. Well, we kind of got into it in the beginning. But how do you continue to grow in having threesomes with your partner? And also, I really also want to get into, how do you guys stay safe? Are you guys asking these other partners to get tested? Yeah. Are you guys bringing them in multiple times? Do you guys have, like, regulars? How does it work? You guys have had goddamn 50.
Our first one's still here.
Mm-hmm. The first one y'all had a threesome with is still in the picture.
Awesome. Well, this night, I know, you know how your friends be talking, be like, oh, I fucked that nigga for, like, 5 hours. All that, it's really happened. Like, it really was, like, all
y'all
night.
Y'all fucked for 5 hours?
It was a very long
time. The sun,
time.
Like...
Yeah, like, we into the next day. She's still there walking out, the sun coming out. Like, she, like I said, like, I give props to her. She's awesome. You know?
Props to her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And she, so, like, do you guys have conversations with her? Because then would she mm-hmm. not be considered a unicorn? How does that work?
Yeah.
Would you guys, is she in a relationship, or is she...
She had a kid recently.
Mm-hmm. She's in a relationship.
Were y'all fucking her while she was pregnant?
She's still a unicorn.
No. Actually, for the podcast, we should have been like, yeah, we...
Not for the podcast. Don't do it.
I'm saying, like...
Wait, we 100.
She just asked this.
What?
We were like, would you, if the girl was pregnant...
No, so someone asked... So someone...
There was a girl who's pregnant. She wrote us in, and she's like, what should I do? I'm pregnant. I want to have a threesome. Do I have to tell
about... But before I start showing...
She wasn't showing.
She wasn't showing yet, and she wanted to know if she could tell the other...
I mean, you tell us.
If she should tell the other girl.
Huh?
Are you fucking right now?
No, she's not.
Y'all are fucking.
I'm just fucking.
I'm just fucking.
You're
gonna take a shot.
Are you gonna prove it to us?
You don't want to throw up.
Yeah, she looking at it. We got some inside shit going on.
Oh my god,
we're pro-choice over here.
We're pro-choice.
You gotta throw that.
Y'all wanna know something hilarious? What's funny about this whole pregnancy conversation? I'm positive I'm not pregnant because
she took a pregnancy test. That's how much.
But I'll tell you why I took a pregnancy test.
When was
my
this?
My homegirl really thought
they ain't
she was
really
pregnant.
Accurate all the
last
time.
Night. So 6 a.m, I'm walking home last night, right? My homegirl been thinking she's pregnant for like the last 2 weeks. I'm passing by the bodega. I'm like, fuck this shit, we getting it. I go in there, the fucking pregnancy test was $30. I was so pissed. But anyway, there was 3 in it. And she was like, oh my God, I can't. I was like, bitch, give me one. Let me make sure it worked. But really, I was like, anyways, negative is fine. Well, nah, I just had my period. But anyway.
Okay.
But that also does not mean anything.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm just.
Oh, wait. So you can have wait.
You can
so
still
guys,
have a period and be pregnant. Right. Yes.
You can.
So all these years, when a girl texts you like, "Oh, I got my period," and we like,
it doesn't mean.
I will say
all
this: doctors and my mom was pregnant with a period, but they've all described their period as different. It was not as much blood.
Like, nigga,
it was
my
spotting.
Shit came on the 20th last month. It came on the 20th this month. My shit is in a lot. Okay, but back to threesomes. Because I want to make sure we answer all these questions. Because if y'all motherfuckers write us another email about threesomes, it's getting deleted. I guess we didn't get into, and it's something that I think is important, more so, like I said, the aftercare mm-hmm. of threesomes. You've now invited another energy into the bedroom, mm-hmm. Whether it be 2 vaginas, 3 vaginas. Have y'all ever did more than 2 men? Into the bedroom? No, just one other man. So you've invited these other people into the bedroom. Mm-hmm. And of course, energies are exchanged. That's what sex is. Mm-hmm. How do you guys reaffirm the love with each other? How do you guys know that you guys are still a couple in together and that y'all aren't going to go away or stray away? How do you guys reaffirm like that stuff for each other?
You want to answer or you want me?
I was about to say, sugar mama can get this love.
Oh, wait, y'all do.
That's my next question.
But
sugar mama going to come right into this love.
Answer that question.
It was a fight from last night that kind of almost happened. Yeah. It was too many drinks involved. Everybody was like,
everyone was in there.
How often do y'all go to sex clubs?
Almost every weekend.
My friend in Atlanta, shout out, I'm not going to give her name because she probably don't want to know, but Trapeze in Atlanta,
she used to be in New York, right?
There used to be one here, but they closed it down. So Let Trapeze is in Atlanta for all of our Atlanta followers, and she went one weekend, literally went the next weekend, and had to call me and be like, I feel like this can become an addiction. I probably mm-hmm. shouldn't go anymore.
Hold up. Is this going to be a, like, damn, y'all niggas addicted?
No. I mean, it it's can fun, be addicting. Bro, yeah. It's fun. Crystal was well, even like, bitch, let's go again. We went on Halloween for our first time. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a party. Mm-hmm. We were costumes and stuff.
Yeah. I've fun. Never. Oh, so here's the crazy thing.
I got to bring you to a black one. Like, you go to the one, the expensive ones.
Bitch, I've been to like five. And like, none of them I had sex in.
No. Really?
It was more like...
I think the big misconception about sex clubs is that everybody's like 55 and plus and like old and...
Not yeah. Caligula. You know. Found some nice ones up yeah. in there. Like, oh, my bad. Okay, anyway. Okay, so the aftercare, what do you guys say to each other after a threesome?
It depends on the girl. Because she be ready, like...
She time to go. Oh, you, she got to go. You kicked them out?
I don't kick
you
him out.
You say your Uber outside?
Yeah, I don't kick him out, but I get irritated. I feel like a dude. No offense to the guys in here. I feel like a dude because I'm like, okay, you have fun. Get out. Like, why are you still here? Like, I don't feel like you should still be here.
I like that.
They like, that's like, my attitude. But they like hanging. They like,
yeah, but
you know.
That's when emotions are coming. Let me ask this then.
If you feel like that, how does it start? Are they just fucking you the second they get in there? Because if they're not, they are feeling comfortable with you.
A little too comfortable. I'm sensing that. So that's something we're still trying to, you know, figure out where it's like...
Yeah, because I think you're like, you're more so like, all right, we had this experience. We gave you... Like, some girls want to be blindfolded, tied up. Some want to be...
Some want to be cuddled and yeah, held.
Yeah, it depends on what
experience
she
wants.
Yeah,
I mean, like, think about it. You're entering, like... I've never really been a guest star like that. Mm-hmm. But I could only imagine if, like... Because I'm a sensitive person, right? So if I come in on this space with this couple and then, like, I'm like, already feeling like I'm the one who's alone and then I'm, like, left out because you kicked me out, like, maybe I do want to be touched a little bit. I know I'm well, he's not going to be my nigga, but...
Let's put this in perspective is that this is not just a, yo, it's, like, 10, 11, they come over and then, like, 1 o'clock, all right, yo, let's go. Nah, this is, like, a...
We hanging with them.
Like... You know, a 7, 8, thing? Like whatever, come on through.
Yeah, but that's my point.
Like, okay. All night, you've got
to
morning.
Be a little more understanding to that. Now, if you don't like that,
maybe that should be said up front. Like, listen, I think you should say that.
She's picky. It depends on who the person is. Yeah, that's what it is.
In what capacity do you want them to, like, when you're not picky and when you feel like they could chill, is it like all of you guys in the bed? Like, you like them in your bed? Do you guys have a guest room that maybe you offer them? Like, what do you do after?
It's more like, okay, we've been doing stuff for a couple hours. I don't want to see the sun come up and you're still here.
Say that shit.
Yeah, you ready to go to bed?
Uber
I'm ready to go to sleep.
And you
so how
tired.
Do you feel about, is there any scenario where you feel okay with a girl falling asleep with y'all in the bed?
No.
Never?
I think that should be said.
No, the first.
I think
first
so too. Girl.
That should be said.
Yeah.
I, especially if it's coming from, because that's the thing with a lot of women, when it comes to sex, especially when you're involved in. So when I had my threesome, I got flued at. So I was with them for a whole weekend. We did everything together. Mm-hmm. But I would let them have their special time. I would either go downstairs and watch TV or I took a long shower because I knew they were going to keep fucking after we all had sex together. But a lot of women don't like feeling like they're being kicked out. They don't like the idea that they felt used.
Because it's dismissive.
And especially when it's two people, now you feel like,
did
oh my God.
Did you sleep in the bed with them every night?
Yeah, we slept all together. Okay. Every night. We slept all together in the bed. So that was, like, a thing to me. Like, and he slept in the middle. Mm-hmm. I cuddled behind him. Like, we all slept differently. Mm-hmm. And it was crazy because he had a problem initially with me coming in the bedroom because he saw all of our messages together. But she was a friend that I've been wanting to fuck forever. Mm-hmm. So in his mind, he was like, oh, well, bro, she really just want to fuck you. She don't want to fuck me, too.
I think that's the difference with us. It's not, I'm not trying to toot our horn or whatever, you know, but I feel like when people come into our atmosphere, our situation, they genuinely like both of us. You know, because typically when you get with a couple, it's like one or the other.
Yeah, I mean, he's a really good looking nigga. Know? Like, dope, but I want to fuck her.
I want to mention one thing that I think might help you a little bit into getting the interest of the unicorn. And I can't speak from my personal experience, but one of my best friends, her name's Dub, she's in an episode.
Shout out, Dub, our unicorn episode.
And when she started doing it, like, we would have conversations, and I would be like, do you ever find yourself going on these dates with couples and getting a little bit jealous of their love together? Mm-hmm. She's like, no, the more in love they are, the more attracted I am to them. Mm-hmm. She's like, I'm almost, like, high off of it. Like, it's hot to me that they're so into each other. Mm-hmm. So it just gotta remember sometimes, if you're giving off that energy... Mm-hmm. Sometimes they do want a piece of what you have for a little bit and enjoy it together.
Yeah.
I think when I was having, right now it's not like that. We're all together, right? But I've had threesomes with a reoccurring girl with a guy I was dating, and I noticed that was what she did like about it. Mm-hmm. She got to be in that couple or at throuple for those few hours.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe that did include the cuddling and shit like that that I had with him. Mm-hmm. And I noticed it was her thing. She never said it, but I get it. Mm-hmm. She'd come over and be like, what's he gonna cook us? And be smiley about it.
The pretty girl, y'all was scissoring when I woke up.
Yeah. So see, I think this is, right, what you just said is a good segue into the next question.
Yeah, we are keeping up.
So I wanted to know, and I think a lot, this is also a question that I think a lot of our audience wants to know. What is the range of different type of women that come in? Are they sex workers? Are they strippers? Are they your friends? You guys also have a sugar mama who's involved with you guys.
And so
in what capacity are, what is the
and
range of
women?
And
blue check mark that we bought.
And y'all got a blue check mark.
Is it a girl
right
or a dude?
A girl.
It's a girl. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You ain't got to show us right now. We gonna do it because we got cameras.
No, fuck it.
I won't put it on Front Street.
Okay,
but I'll show y'all.
So it's, what is the range of women that are in the bedroom with you guys? Because they're not sex work. Are you guys paying? They're not. Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. So y'all aren't paying. They're not sex workers. So what is the range of women that are joining you guys in the bedroom?
This is anywhere from I guess friends was like the beginning, I want to say. And then, like, as we graduated into it, it went to, like, we used to go to strip clubs heavy. Like,
okay.
I mean, like, so, when strip clubs was in. So,
you wouldn't at least pay strippers when you asked them to come home?
No, they would want
to
come.
You don't have to pay all strippers.
Yeah, not all strippers.
Not all of them are sex workers.
I know, but yeah. I'm asking, like, ever, because he said we did it a lot. Like, so that never happened.
Oh, what's the spot in Jersey? Whatever the place is. Up in Jersey. These strippers straight off the boat. So they, like, yo.
Not straight off the boat.
they straight off the
boat. What boat? From what country? Let me get out of the boat.
They're like, Bobby, back, Chewy. Nah.
Sorry. I'm sorry.
Hey, well, we got no chill. Well, I got no chill.
Have no chill.
Zero. Yeah. She's like, you. I have a chill.
But nah, I think maybe only once or twice. It's just that one strip club. But
how
everybody
much y'all
else
paid her?
Okay. I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Look, it was, came out of your pocket.
I think it was me. Probably like three something, probably, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah,
but for the most part, it's women who genuinely want to join you guys in the bedroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And you do meet them out in public? Do you find them on the internet? Like, where are you guys finding these women?
What's the...
It's a couple different websites.
What websites? Share it. They want to know because we're not these questions anymore, guys. Listen right. up. Take your notes.
Well, you have Tinder, which is a really popular one. Obvious one.
But people fuck it up because they don't allow. I think guys fuck it up because they think it's about them. You have to allow the woman to make that connection. Like, if a man, I wouldn't just. I know it's probably a female audience.
No, we have a lot of men that listen.
The men that listen.
Nope, a ton. Speak to them.
When it comes to threesomes, you have to back the fuck up. You are not 1A. You're not the first mic. You're not Beyonce anymore. All right, so just
you're
chill.
You're definitely Michelle. Let them know.
You are not even Michelle. You are the fucking cameraman. No shade. you're the...
No shade.
You're the, nah, he getting paid right now. Like, he cool.
He's
yeah. He getting paid right now. He like, motherfucker, I'll let you in here. Nah, but like, you're in the back. Like, and this is why I had to learn, too. I was like, you know, trying to be involved. And then like, when the girls don't establish a connection, it's just, it's not a genuine experience. It's not the you're not maximizing your experience. So when you like just step out and let the girls rock out. Like let them talk.
I agree,
if she's on Tinder, let them rock out. And if they're vibing, they're gonna want a dick.
It's gonna be easy.
Yeah, they're gonna want a dick. Like you're good. Trust me, you're good. But just fall back. Let your girl take the lead.
Yeah. And that's advice everybody usually has.
I do like that.
So do you guys use Field as well?
Oh, that's that orange one. I think it was whack.
You didn't like Field?
Yeah, that's the one I got.
I've had
I got
some
on that
Field
one.
And we're good.
So I really want to get into this because one of your threesomes that have been ongoing outside of the friend or the person who joined in the very beginning, y'all got a sugar mama.
Yeah.
They be fucking y'all. How does this go? How does this work?
We were together last night.
Because a lot of men want to know how they find sugar mamas. So how does this work? How did you guys find her? And in what capacity is she a sugar mama?
I got you.
The cameraman want to know. He want to be Beyonce.
She took us to AC last weekend.
She taking y'all on trips?
We went to AC. She got
is
the cabana. Yeah. She got the fat ass. Fat ass.
But are you like you guys attracted to her?
The fat ass. She's fat ass.
She got fat ass. Okay, but you guys have grown to like really enjoy her.
How'd you meet her again?
She's like a stripper. On Tinder.
Tinder.
Yeah, on Tinder.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't ever find sugar loving on Tinder.
Actually, I think
I just find melons, apparently.
It's kind of like not spoken about. That, like, it's not a place
Tinder's
to find.
Tinder's popping. I'll be telling people.
But
like,
even for sugar mama, so yeah. She's a sugar mama, because clearly we had a splendid daddy in here.
Yeah.
So,
nah,
what does she
mama.
Do for you guys as a couple? And in exchange, you guys give her the threesome experience? What, like, y'all go on trips? Is it like, y'all love each other? How does that work?
It's more like just, you know, trips. You know, we might go different places. Like you said, AC, hotel room.
She got the cabana.
Yeah.
And the bottles.
Yeah.
What does she do?
It's all my Snapchat. She owns a car dealership.
Damn.
Y'all got a paid one.
Yeah.
We didn't know. We didn't know at first. Cause right when we
it
was,
just kinda
she
just
got she got the room. At first she was like, yo, all right, I'm gonna come out where y'all at. I'm gonna get the room at like some like couple spot. They had like a hot tub and stuff. So we didn't think too much. Mm-hmm. I didn't think too much of it. I don't know if you either. Yeah. We just thought, all right, she just got the room for us and she wanted to chill out that night.
Just was a good night.
Yeah. And then I think later we was like, and then she got our paid like our rent for a couple months, whatever.
What?
Y'all laying dick and pussy like that?
Yeah.
Getting your bills paid?
Yeah.
Oh, she a real one.
Like, how did that happen?
Look.
It just it sounds cheesy, but it literally naturally
happened.
No, people
do ask me, like, how did I get, like, my apartment?
The nigga who had me on payroll, and shout out to him because he listened to the show. But, like, did you ask me where I met him?
But I'm curious to know, though.
Applebee's.
Because I didn't ask.
Yo, we were just talking about that. She was like.
But did y'all ask?
No, I didn't ask.
We worked together for a whole year, and he was just taking all my friends out. It was a gradual thing, bitch. I met him at Applebee's.
Oh,
it wasn't a thing where I just said, "Be my sugar daddy."
I really
want
to tell females: if minimum wage went up, then your pussy needs to go up. All right, so no more Applebee's. Niggas need to Uber you.
I was a bartender there.
Okay, all right.
He
that's
came
different.
In,
yeah,
he came in
there.
As...
No, for dates at Applebee's?
I'm not going to Applebee's at all. But it's when I first moved to New York, they had just opened one across from Barclays. So I was there. I ended up quitting because I was going to fight one of the other bitch. Like, they was trying to play me. Like, bitch, I'm from Florida. I'll beat your ass. But it was literally, I'm going to work and I'm about to fight the other bartenders. I was like, this ain't the environment I need to be in. But he came and sat at my bar.
Applebee's ratchet.
I didn't really pay. Oh, in
Applebee's
Brooklyn?
Ratchet.
Nigga. Flatbush. Listen.
I think Applebee's across the United States.
So I'm working and he's literally at my bar. He asked for us to put the magic game on. Mind you, I know later that he knew who I was.
Magic.
So of course I'm from Orlando. So he asked for me to put the magic game on. And I'm like, oh nigga, you're a fan of Orlando? Okay. So he goes to pay his bill. I didn't even take care of him most of the night because it was a busy night. I go to drop him his bill. We talk a little bit. I see his ID. I'm like, oh, you're from Florida. Cool. So we talk a little bit. Nigga, his tab was $40. He left me a $40 tip. So I was like, oh, you got to come back, sir. Like, it was a slow day. So I'm like, oh, nigga, a $40 tip, like on a $40 bill, nigga, 100%. Hello. Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, you should come back. And it grew from him then, like, while I'm here, like, let me take your friends out. And we, like, went out for a whole year before we even had sex.
Wow.
And
then it that's just, where niggas fuck up.
For a whole year. He was
crazy.
Taking me and my friends
where
out.
Where did niggas fuck up?
No, I'm saying, like, the typical guy, oh, I'm tipping $5 or, hey, you got to get to me. I'm not getting your Uber.
He got my
if you do something
way,
that the average guy doesn't do, you're already
caught
up,
my attention.
Over
I
the pedestal.
I said, here's my number. Come back again.
Yeah.
And it was just, like, super chill. But he also, another thing in what you even said with giving her more of the room, niggas who come off as thirsty or like, damn, let's all have a threesome, let's fuck.
Yes.
We get turned off. It's a super fucking turn off.
Okay.
Oh shit.
So we don't have a home meal this week because this is pretty much our home meal, right? Like how to do this threesome, but there's something I wanted to address that I feel like it's
before we get
so basic, but people always ask me this. So I was out with Beard Bay, who's the nigga I was talking to in my throuple, and when we go out, we dance really hard. Like, we just love some of this shit. So maybe people, I don't know if they know we fucking or not, unless I start twerking on them, because we just be like, all the time. So we get in the car with one of his friends. We're going to the spot. And the dude is like, to me, I said something about a girl, about how she was cute. And everybody was laughing about it. And he was like, wait, are you gay? Like, you have a girlfriend? I said something like that. And I was like, I do. And he was like, but I thought y'all were. And he was like, oh, actually. And then he ended up telling his friend about the three of us.
Mm-hmm.
So then he was super interested, right? He's looking at pictures and he's like, oh my God. Like, is this real? And like, nigga, for real? And it was funny as fuck. And then he says to me, which I feel like people always ask, so you guys all have sex. How does this start? Like, how does it happen?
Okay.
Like, how does it start?
That's a good question.
Don't people always ask that?
Yeah.
So, like, I don't even know how to describe it because every threesome I have always starts
different. They're different. They're all different.
Right?
Of the 50, did you see a pattern at all? Because 50 threesomes is a lot.
Like, for example, like, I'm assuming when people ask this, they mean, like, you're in the bed. Like, how does it, like, what happens, right? So, like, the last threesome that I had, how it started when they had sex for the first time.
Say the difference between your last threesome that started. You guys were in a group chat first, so you all met. How did a threesome start differently?
So we have
the threesome that you've had, not even what you were doing with the Colette and the other guy, but what's a different way that a threesome has started for you before? Outside of you introducing.
But how are we, when we're talking about started, I'm talking about, I think when the guy asked the question, I think he meant literally when we're all three in the room.
So if the guy gets the two girls, or the girl gets whatever, however it
goes. Yes.
Once
so
you get
here's
there.
Here's how I could describe
it. Okay, I got you.
The last one I had with Jeeves, which was last year in the summertime, we met a girl on field, we got upstairs, we're all three sitting on the couch. I start pulling up dumb Instagram videos while we're drinking. Mm. And she leans in closer to see it and kisses me. Then he sits there,
mm-hmm.
He kisses me, then we all start making out. That's how it happens. With Beard Bay and Scissors, right? We were all in a group chat for a month and a half before. He's known about her for a minute. We FaceTimed, like, it was a long time coming, but they'd never met. So that night, we go to the club, we're all flirting, it's great. We get back to the hotel room. I don't know what happened. They both sat on the bed, started watching TV. Like, I guess they and just looked at each other. They started kissing.
I went
to the bathroom to do something. I come out. Like, I think they're waiting for me to fuck, but, like,
that's
going on.
That's what happened when we had the three girls over. The stripper and Tan.
Okay, but y'all had two girls.
Always about kissing.
It's me and two other girls and him.
It's like, the kiss starts.
We went to the kitchen, and me and the other girl went to the kitchen, came out. Oh, yeah, you laughing. And then we came out, and she was eating her out on the couch. We was like, oh, okay.
But you know what's crazy about this? People have rules about not starting without each other.
So,
which is hilarious, because most of my threesomes start where the other one is like, oh.
So it's weird. Right. I can just name my two most recent threesomes. The one where I got flued out, with that one, I kind of already knew what I was going there for. So once the kids was downstairs and we got our time alone, it just kind of like...
Oh, the kids were home?
Yeah, they were.
Oh, you.
They got like, y'all stay downstairs, we're taking a nap. But it was more so like we were all in the bed together and my homegirl is type lit. So she like started pulling the toy out and started vibrating and like just rubbing on her nigga, mm-hmm. and then like pulled her dick out and was like stroking it in front of me, and then we started that way.
Wait, mm-hmm. pulled her dick out?
His dick out, I'm sorry.
I thought you meant a strap.
No. She has vibrator toys. So while like... she's pulling his dick out. I'm there in the bed, so I'm like watching, like I'm trying to let her take the lead, but she pulls the toy out. She has the toy on her pussy. She's stroking his dick.
Had they had a threesome before together?
This was their first time bringing someone in, and that's why, you know, she was safe with bringing me in. Now they done had so many. I'd be like, oh, bitch, I wanted to go on that trip. Why you brought that other hoe? Because I know y'all playing now. But no, so that was that. The other experience, it was me and this guy I had been fucking with his baby mama. Mm-hmm. And they came and picked me up, and on our way back to his house, because he lived up in White Plains, mm-hmm. so on our way back to his house, she just started sucking his dick in the front seat. And so as she's sucking his dick in the front seat, he reaches back to me and starts like rubbing my thigh and stuff like that to get me warmed up. Then when we got to his house, we couldn't find a goddamn wine opener, so that was that. So no wine. So he rolled all of us blunts, mm-hmm. and we just started passing the blunt in a bit. She went back to sucking his dick, and then I joined.
I think this is where this is where his part comes into play. All right, so besides falling back,
yes.
The guy, you should be very aware of the situation and what you're setting up. So don't set up to pick up a girl at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Nobody's fucking at like 4 o'clock.
Oh,
right?
I do.
Average person, like...
I'm not average.
No,
person.
I
hear you. Yeah, you know, like...
I get that, because, like, starting a threesome...
Yeah, you can't start at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
Yeah, you can't start at 4 o'clock in the... You can't say, hey, we're going to pick up your girlfriend.
I mean, unless it's after brunch. They might get lucky after
Depends
brunch.
Depends on what kind of brunch. If it's that, you know, the omelet and all that, you know. But... it depends what kind of brunch. But nah, if you get the girl, you know, if it's late at night, you got some bottles, or if you smoke, find out what the girl likes. Like, find out what they enjoy. So I think when it comes to her and when she's, like, vetting a girl, she finds out, like, hey, do you drink? Do you smoke? You like edibles? It's like,
oh, I know. Told you.
Edibles.
No
lit.
Edibles.
Oh, I fall asleep.
I would say,
bro, you're so
y'all got all the rules.
To a female, if you have a problem, like, coming or orgasm, popped the edible. And
damn,
like,
don't say that, because he did make me squirt during that MMA.
Yeah, the edible lets you relax. Right. It really does.
Do you have a guest room in your house? Mm-hmm. I want to offer this one piece of advice. And I don't have as much threesome experience as you, but I can say this. As someone that would, like, imagine being confused on how to kick someone out. I would literally say, like, when you're talking about boundaries or they're asking you if you have any, be like, one that we have is we do like to just, like, go to sleep together, but you're welcome to stay. If you're comfortable with this, you're welcome to stay in our guest room. Like, when they come in your house.
You've really been thinking about that for the last 22
years. No, I haven't.
I haven't.
I
haven't, but it just came to me when they were talking about, like, bringing someone over, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Like, if the girl has stuff, mm-hmm. show her to their room. That's a good idea. She put her shit in there. Mm-hmm.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
All her stuff is in there. Y'all have sex, then she's just going to end up naturally going back in that room.
That's a good idea.
I think what she's saying is, like, when it's like 7, 8 in the morning and we're about to start our day the next day, it's like, all right, like, how do we wrap things up?
Yeah, I went
up. Oh, yeah, we're up. That's what yeah. we're... Yeah, that's we're the disc. Yeah, we're all up night. All night.
And then y'all go to work?
Yeah, or
after like, a night of like,
whatever the day is. But
depending on what day.
Are y'all not mentioning your kid? Like, yo, we gotta get our kid. Like,
yeah, well, I'll say I make it known. I gotta get the kids. You get the kids. I might get the kids.
All right. I think need to say something like right before. Like,
I think in the beginning, like she don't want to be kicked out after a threesome.
But I let them know.
I don't know. Nobody wants to be fucking kicked out anywhere.
Kicked out is a harsh word. More like.
But that's how it feels.
Yeah.
Okay, maybe I'm not saying it right.
Nope, you and I, you mean. You're welcome to leave.
But it feels like this. So I think what you should say is, like, even before y'all even get down to the shit, be like, yo, I ain't on front. Like, we got to get our kids. Like, say it before.
But don't I say that, though.
And then when you want them to stay, you will. Because niggas have done that to me. Be like, yo, I got early date, da-da-da-da. And then right when I'm about to be like, I do want you to stay.
That's her go-to line. Her go-to line is, like, when it's, like, round 2, 3, whatever's wrapping up. And then she's, like, she starts saying, all right, well. If you want to shower, she'll tell her, like, if you want to go shower, whatever, everything's clean, you got towel, whatever, right there, blah, blah, blah. And, all right, Trey, you getting the kids or I'm getting the kids? I think that's her sign to me, like, all right.
That was one of my things in here, like, what's like, your sign to, like, that's abort like, mission?
Our kids.
Oh, abort mission. Oh, well, last night she was like,
Which one?
The shorty that came with us last night with the sugar mama.
Y'all had a foursome? Yo, dick be like working.
No,
like,
with the sugar mama, we like, damn.
It last night didn't completely go through because like she was they were done.
I wasn't trying to fuck her.
Look,
I like
drunk
bitches. I like that. Don't get these bitches too drunk. It's not fun.
No. Okay, so real quick, if you can, 3 rules of a threesome. Go 3. This is what this is what
maybe
we're
not rules, but advice.
Yeah. Advice? Yeah. Oh, I like advice. Okay, not rules.
Yeah, her 3
advice.
And my 3?
Or yes.
From different perspectives. Okay, yeah, 3.
As a woman, 3 rules, 3 advice.
Communication. Like, you have to talk. Like even people who are shy, you have to communicate with your partner or with the person on, you know, your go-tos, your not-go-tos, what you're comfortable with, whatever. Just talk.
Okay.
And be honest. Like,
Take notes.
Don't hide anything. You know, like, just for just be honest.
Second advice for women wanting to partake in threesomes.
I don't really have any other ones. Just
communication.
Just communications.
That
and just know what you want.
I like that, knowing what you want.
Yeah.
And don't do it because he wants to do it.
Right.
Don't do it to please
right.
him. Make sure you want to
be comfortable.
Do it. I like that. And so you don't have a third one because you said, bitch, I barely got 2. So what are your 3 advice to the men listening who want to engage in threesomes, either with their partner
like this is,
or in general?
Reverse feminism. Maybe I want to talk to the women.
Here you go,
I'm just fucking.
Feminism.
I'm just fucking.
Well, give the advice to the dudes.
So to the dudes, I feel like chill the fuck out. Like, it's going to happen. Like, just relax. If you got, it's almost like the guy that gets the girl's number. Like, if you got her number, she's interested. Relax. You don't have to blow her phone up. Number 2 probably would be have the ambiance. Have everything set. Like, he didn't have the wine. Like, alcohol.
He had the wine, though.
I would say have every. If you work like an average job, if you got enough money for whatever that weekend or whatever your case is, have a couple bottles, have some weed to the side,
that's great advice. Even
women,
if you're not rich.
Yeah,
yes.
Women need to feel relaxed. They need to feel like they are, you know. And then my last one would probably be keep the shit hard. Like, keep the shit hard. Like,
keep the shit
hard.
Yeah,
because you got to realize, just because they're not on you right away.
I'm laughing because in my last threesome, he was like, so excited. He was like, yo, I can't even, like, my dick's too sensitive right now. Yeah. Both of y'all talking about, like, this shit. Like, I need to, like, give me a minute.
Yeah, so know yourself. Know yourself. Yeah. If you know you're a quick comer, then
eat
the pussy, like, more. You feel me though? Fuck her a little bit and then come back down, eat the pussy again, like, or...
Know yourself. I like that.
Like, know yourself, know your strengths, and know your weaknesses.
And ladies, also, put a little less pressure off of the man when they stop fucking you in a threesome. That happens to me, like, every threesome. Like, they're like, oh, shit. It's a lot of overstimulation, right? So, like, if a nigga stops, don't be like, give me that dick. Right. Like, give that nigga a fucking break.
Right.
The one with the baby mama, I was like, he fucked both of us, still 45, still too long. I was like, goddamn, both our pussies, they make you come. That nigga came for it.
He took a little black box or something.
But I was like, so when we fucked by ourselves, it was long. So I was like, thank God my pussy get a break. There's another vagina. But he lasted long with both of us.
Yo,
and I was like, holy shit.
Not the companies, but what do you guys do for a living?
Hair.
Yeah, she has like her own little joint.
What do you do?
I work in logistics.
Yeah. Oh,
I love it.
My friends don't know what the fuck I do for a living.
They think
I be doing some other shit, and they
call you Tommy.
They gonna be jealous. They gonna call you Tommy all night
because they swear I'm like a drug dealer or some shit, and I be like, yo, I have a job, like everybody else.
Nah, Tommy. That's why
they think I do some other shit. I'm like, yo, I work like everybody else.
Yeah, but when you're being able to save on bills because old sugar mama coming through, you have extra money for other things. But no, we want to thank you guys for coming in. So the last time I had a swinging couple in here, they had an email. There's going to be a lot of couples that may want to ask more questions or may even want to join. Do you guys feel comfortable giving out an email or a social media account?
Or yours? Kick
whatever
is popping.
You do.
People
or
kick is popping.
Okay, we'll put your kick as well in the description. What's your kick?
Kick is very easy. Trey can have me.
Trey can have me. I can't stand you. No. This nigga. Trey can have me and you. And you.
I like the name though.
I know, it's catchy. And then the Instagram. You cool with it? Trey X Paul.
Trey X as in.
Trey,
Wakanda,
Paul.
Okay, yeah, I like that. So thank you guys for coming because, again, this has been a common question.
Shout out to both of you. You cool with that? Okay.
I like consent. No, and all
like checking in with your girl to making sure that like she's comfortable with this.
And I like that you did open up. I appreciate like your perspective as a woman who's not only accepting of this but loves having this experience with your partner. I think it's very important that we don't shade people or shame people for not being in monogamous relationships, which is what a lot of people do. So
we know y'all are pressed to see what they look like. Click on our Instagram. We'll post a picture we took with them.
Or check us out. We've been getting a lot of love on YouTube lately. So this is a video up. She fine. Look, he letting his little Odell Beckham show off. So like, damn, I watch a porn star that looks like you, but gay porn, not you.
Okay.
But I call him Odell as well.
It's mostly straight porn, I guess, right?
Oh, well, but no, once again, we want to thank both of you guys for tuning in. Again, if you guys have any questions or want to join this lovely couple, they're looking to go for Threesome 51. So check them out. Once again, I want to give a huge shout out to our patrons. Thank you guys for supporting us. If you are all caught up and want to listen to more from your favorite hoes or whatever, Civilian Sluts, what else did we go? She's hoeing on the front lines for you. If you want to hear more,
Weez is not pregnant. All right, let's
stay
down.
She's not pregnant.
All right, Prego.
Yo, I felt like fucking DJ Academics. Say what?
Say what? I wasn't going to go back to Gucci.
All right. No, but if you guys want to catch out more episodes, we have about 40 bonus episodes now on Patreon. And as we've been leaving you guys off at the end of this episode, you will hear a clip from one of our bonus episodes. Once again, we want to thank you guys for joining us. We want to thank all of you guys for supporting us. And because of your suggestions,
gorgeous and like I know Instagram and like you see people on there
so
and like it really don't.
I don't know.
But, like,
everybody said that's what
we,
it is.
Like,
that's
y'all look, I don't know. About yeah. this someone said that in Vegas at the pool party. Girl, you look nice in person, and I'm like.
I think if you think like an Instagram, like all right for you, like Instagram girl.
I'm not an Instagram girl.
No. But let me say. Let me explain what I'm saying.
She gonna eat you.
I know. I know she is.
Instagram girl.
I know. But no. But in person, it's like you think, oh, this person's like made up, but you're beautiful. Like, it's like a different type of. You feel
y'all ain't trying to make us 51 and 52, right?
No, we chilling.
No, but I think that's really
we've been getting that a lot, especially with the tour, actually, during the meet and greets. And
some of them be like, whoa.
Literally, they come up to us like that, and we're like, damn,
I know you're looking fly with the flea lies on. I'm feeling
fellas.
Yeah.
I mean, no, but for real, it's like, what do y'all expect us to look like?
Did I ever tell you about the gym? So I left.
Look,
I use an inhaler, right?
Yeah. You be meeting niggas back, like.
Huh?
You be meeting people back and forth, like everywhere.
She do with her whole ass.
So I go to the gym.
I be coming at her like she be meeting people.
This isn't me meeting
people. She be trying to come to the show when it's her. I'll still be fucking 24/7. He was in episode one. Goddamn, I'm still talking about the same goddamn dick. We was texting. I was about to leave y'all halfway through the show, but then he said he was going to be busy. I know, so now we can party, friend.
I think you have a larger role in dick. No, so my story wasn't about meeting somebody, but so I go to this gym all the time. This is when I was living in Florida. Mm-hmm. And I used to wear this pink sweatshirt, right? Because I wanted to sweat when I was working out. Leave my inhaler there. So I was about to go out. I'm like, damn, let me go pick it up before I leave. I walk in the gym. I was like, hey, did anyone leave an inhaler? He's like, we did, but I don't think it's yours. I was like, no, I think it's mine. And he was like, you're the girl that wears the pink sweater? Wow. You really come to work out. You don't look like this. So
that's why I be feeling like, what the fuck?
Nah, thank you for the compliment. I guess we can now take it as a compliment, but we've been getting that a lot. And when I meet people like just out in the open, they're like, oh, and now you just call me an Instagram girl. So now I'm about to just be posting memes. Fuck y'all. Y'all ain't getting no got more
you
pictures.
You don't like that image of being an Instagram girl?
No, because I'm not. I'm an accountant. It was a podcast. Damn it. Anyways, guys, thank you. Don't be looking at me because now I'm about to hit an Instagram shade from this hoe.
Let's compare.
No. You have naked pictures on your Instagram.
She has naked pictures all on her Snap. Look, what's the fascination?
That doesn't matter.
You know what? I freed the nipple one fucking time and niggas went ham like it was porn.
I look more sophisticated than you do.
Before we get out of here, guys, we want to let you know once again that this episode was brought to you by True & Company. Again, it's for all types of bras that you love. They have the best-selling True Body collection now that comes in over 70 wire-free options, including scoop neck, V-neck, convertible straps, and more. Y'all know I don't like the wire cutting me. Wires poke out, all these horrible branded bras, and we got to keep our titties up. Y'all know what I mean? So once again, I'm so happy to be offering our listeners 15% off of True & Co. So take your ass on over to trueandco.com. Use our promo code HORRIBLE. That's WHOREIBLE. Try the original True Body Bra from True & Co. today. Also, if it doesn't fit you guys, it's free and easy returns. So keep trying it until you find one that fits. But this has been, once again, a game changer for me with changing my bra size. So I'm super excited. Once again, thank you guys for listening to this week. And thank you, True & Co., for sponsoring this week's episode. Check that out. We're going to leave you with one more time. That's trueandco.com. That's TRUENDCO.com and use our promo code HORRIBLE. Thank you guys.
You be in robes.
What you mean as in like?
You know,
nah,
thank you guys. Thank you guys. Thank you guys for listening. You're done. This has been yet another episode of Horrible Decisions. Bye guys.
Why was she holding my arm like that was my mouth? Stop.
That's why them athletes be knowing how to fuck.
Yeah, you pick stuff, pick up some shit. You be fucking
picking it up, you putting it down. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Pick it up, put it down.
I want one at night and one in the morning. But you know what, Mandy? I'm wondering, do we have sex different in terms of like, when you fuck, do you have like, when's the last time you were fucking a nigga regularly, like every other day? Or
I mean, I fuck 24/7 weekly.
And you still be
and there be other niggas in town that I fuck in between fucking 24/7.
I feel like only time I want more rounds is when I haven't seen someone a while and I feel like I'm not going to see him for another
24/7 knows every time, like, and he'll even say, like, I got two for you. Like, I need two. I'm not going to lie. There's a couple times where he'll fuck me, like, one time and I'm like, that's what I needed, thanks. And, like, I can't take any more. But we fuck also fairly long. Like, we have, like, really good sex. But no, any nigga I fuck, don't give me just one round. It doesn't matter if I fuck three different niggas that week. I want rounds. Yeah. So it's not even... I like rounds. That's just how I like fucking.
I also have really long... I was going to say long sex, too. Like, I have long-ass foreplay. My nigga, I didn't time it on purpose, But I only remember because there was a game about to come on that started at 5:30.
This nigga hit a stopwatch.
Whole game like, stopped.
Right? So it was 4:30. And I was like, oh, we perfect. We got mad time to fuck. We were like touching on each other, massaging each other, going down each other, making out, like just a lot of touching. Fuck for maybe 7 minutes. It was 6:15. That's how long we were like sucking dick, eating pussy, kissing.
That's over an hour and a half of foreplay.
Bro,
y'all are childish.
No, I've been there before.
That's way too much.
And you know what's fun about it?
It's like, oh my God, we shouldn't be having sex. So let's, and then y'all end up having sex.
No,
bro, way too much. I say I suck dick for 20 minutes.
But I also wasn't sucking dick that long. Like,
you were like so moving around and doing different shit.
Yeah, you move around like I would sit on his face.
No, in an hour and a half,
he licks me long.
Both of y'all got up and used the bathroom, ate a sandwich, had a shot. What the fuck do you do for an hour and a half?
I was loving it.
You took a nap. Like, get the fuck out of here, bro. No way. And you only had seven. That's literally an hour and a half of fuck. No, bro, y'all slept and then woke up and then fucked. I'm not seeing an hour and a half of
I'm telling you.
Yo, the hour and a half with 7 minutes of actual sex is bugging me out.
That's trash.
I really think
the hour and a half is cool,
because
but the only
so
seven.
Quick. I was like, yo,
that's all that build up. You're right there.
Nah, it's
so much build up.
She told
me
he also massaged me for like maybe 20 of those minutes.
Oh, that's the cheat code right there.
And then like, okay, so guess what? The dick is like in between, like kind of like rubbing on my clit.
20 minutes.
Fingers in me and then took him out and then kept rubbing.
Okay, I'm still trying to, there's another hour and 10 minutes.
Bro,
it's unaccounted for.
There's the
plus,
bro,
like after he eats my pussy, like I like him to kiss me for a while because I like to taste it because I'm nasty.
A kiss is 45 seconds. Bro, okay, I'm trying to get.
I feel like she be doing like love scenes.
Like
you play jazz and shit. It's like steamy
and then, like,
for
the
no reason.
Right there, like,
no,
like,
right.
So, like,
wind
gets
is
up,
blowing in the situation.
Cucumber martinis are on the walls.
That's
you know what I'm saying?
Like, you know,
so the
let
two
me
guys.
Shake something up for you.
Banking sessions too. Like that shit.
You out here doing some like late 90s like old school lovemaking.
Like, you see
no
my man
way.
With the jet black.
Come,
he had to get it ready.
Oh my God. It could have filled up a cup.
I come four times with 24/7. And bitch, I only suck his dick for like 15, 20 minutes
I
before.
Like a lot of foreplay.
I don't
like
even like head.
Soaked.
So this is just him. Actually, my foreplay is we pass the blunt a couple times.
That's a G move right
there. And then we go from the blunt. And then while he keeps smoking the blunt, I go down on him while he's smoking his blunt. And I'm looking up at him while he smoke. And I'm... Then I go down, and then he scooted a little booty, and I'm like, la, la, la. And then, bitch, he go to reach for the condom, and then, that's it. But all of that happened
back.
Like all of fucking 13
back?
Minutes.
Yeah. Extra 100 back.
Appreciate you. I got my inch back. I appreciate that. Can you run that
you
back?
Nah,
a little
bit? Nah. I mean, but that's my foreplay is a fucking blunt.
But the spanking takes a long
you just
fucking
rolling,
time.
Like,
because,
I'm
like,
then
it's begging for the next spanking and, like, choking in it, and then it's like.
Oh, so you got a whole routine in there that's taking up a lot of this time. You got like a whole
bitch,
role
I can tell you right now,
like,
we didn't know it was 6:30 and the nigga got tight. He was like, it's the second quarter, my nigga.
I'm supposed to be playing in this
one.
He
getting
up
you.
Running.
He late for the game and you late.
See, and I guess that's the thing too. Like,
it was Durant. We thought his calf was fucked up. He was like, hey, it's my calf, coach. It's my calf.
No, I mean, I guess it's different because like when I have sex, I'm not going to lie, most of the time it is in a lot of time frame. So either I'm seeing him before he has to do the studio, or I'm like, all right, nigga, I gotta bust out and be to work in the morning. So like, like the times we see each other, we both have shit to do. Like, he was in the city working and he hit me up to come see him during my lunch break type shit. Another nigga I went and saw during lunch, but that was before he had to go see his doctor appointment. So a lot of my sex be like kind of rushed. So if I get two rounds, we rushing them
two
rounds.
Yeah, you doing calendar work. I feel you.
Yeah.
If it's a rush sex, I could do two. Like, if you're telling me we have an hour or an hour and a half, fuck me twice.
I guess I feel like that's the only sex I really have.
Yo, there's some Jack Bauer shit coming
down. Like, are you having sex?
But I still have it a lot.